Previously on the best path of music.
Oh man, such heartwarming tales.
It's such smart commentary. It's kind of like it's all made up.
There's a sign there out in the middle of the desert. It says Burning Man. That way. I mean, how are they going to get clearance on some of those samples? I heard they were in a lot of legal trouble over using that Cola Bottle Shake song.
Yeah. You know, Sam, I think we can be friends.
Yeah, I think so too. I felt like I didn't know you before.
Here's a turnoff.
Yep. All right. Let's go find our spot and get our rebar out.
That sure is hot out here.
Yeah, it's really hot. Well, let me set up camp here. You go scope out the area, see where your dude is.
All right.
And then then we'll get this party started.
We'll get this party started quickly.
Yeah, right? For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of music.
Music. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music Edition
77.
a Saturday night. We're doing okay, we're doing alright. Try baby on a Saturday night. Go!
God, I really wish I knew
Sam.
More to that song.
Sam!
Robbie!
Hey, Sam.
Robbie,
Sam.
Hey, what's up? What's up? You look frazzled, man. Yeah, shake it loose, shake
fine.
It loose.
Everything's fine. All right, Sam, just promise not
Damn
to be
it,
mad
spit
at
it
me.
Out.
Promise not to be mad at me.
What did you do?
Promise not to be mad at
what
me.
What happened?
Promise not to be
I'm
mad.
Not going to promise to be mad at you until you tell me. I'm never going to promise you
to be mad at me. What, do you think I'm crazy?
Well,
why would I want you to be mad at me?
That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Well, I'm about to be mad at you. If you don't tell me what's going
to
happen in the next 3 seconds, you're going
to
be in Naughty Town, mister.
Don't you take me to Naughty Town. Promise not to be mad at me.
Just tell me what it is. I'm not making...
Sam Hauser
I'm
promises
not,
not to be... Sam Hauser promises not to be...
Broken.
To...
Robbie Flax.
Or... This is confusing.
All right. Okay. I promise...
What are you doing? Anyways.
I'm putting together the camp. What does that matter? What's going on? Tell me what's wrong.
Oh, gosh.
I won't get mad at you, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
I won't promise,
sorry,
but I'll tell you that I won't get mad at you.
Well, okay. You know, I was looking for our contact, the guy that was going to help us out here, and we were going to...
Yeah, the one that helped hook us up.
Yeah, he was going
to
introduce
get here
us to all the
stuff,
ladies.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
Sam, he was dead when I got there.
What?
He was D-E-A-D, dead.
Dead?
Dead as a doornail.
Was he... Dead, or just mostly dead? Because if he's mostly dead, we can bring him back.
I don't know. How do you? What's the difference?
You have to fill up his body with air and then push on it and see what his last word was.
I don't know, man. He had a bunch of holes in him, and there's blood everywhere.
Oh yeah,
that
sounds dead.
We can. Oh
yeah. Fuck, man. What'd you do? Like, I hope you cleaned up. I mean, all your fingerprints and just walked out of there.
Well,
like,
I mean, the place was a mess. I did clean it up. I mean, I'm not... What do
no,
you think? I was
like,
born in a barn?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have touched anything. And to let that go. Let the authorities handle it. Let the Black Rock City Police handle that. Gosh.
Well, he's... Do you want to see him?
You brought him? Why'd you bring him?
Well, I can't pick him up by myself. So
what
I had
the fuck, dude?
I had.
You've made yourself complicit to a murder.
Well, I made one of the campers help me too.
Now,
I mean,
I'm
that guy could have. That guy's just as much.
Oh
in
my
the,
god! So somebody else knows too. Holy shit!
The guy probably won't remember.
Oh man, we are fucked. We're so fucked.
I don't know. Maybe not.
How could we not? How could this be?
Look,
how could you possibly turn this around?
There's always a silver lining to every double rainbow.
Yeah, there's always a pot of gold at the end of a dead body. What were you thinking? What are we going to do?
I don't know. I got confused, man.
I kind of thought, I guess, as right, the heat, well, I kind of thought I was in a movie or something.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I mean.
I thought we could just kind of.
I mean, maybe I'd have done the same thing in the same situation. That's
look, this
understandable.
I'm a free spirit, man. You just got to let me go, you
well,
know?
That's, yeah, I got, that is the rules here. We're supposed to let people be individuals.
That's the mission statement of Burning Man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, I guess.
Zero consumption.
Yeah.
Zero consumerism.
Yeah, it's like a lawless city of laws. A lot of laws for this
lawless city.
Lawless city.
And not one of those says, I mean, did you read the sign, you read the mission statement.
Yeah,
did
I went to the website. It didn't say anything
about murder.
Murder.
I mean, I didn't kill him.
Or dead bodies.
Right. So what I'm thinking is, we can clean him up.
Okay.
Put some shades on him.
Okay.
Carry him around.
All right.
Continue to have fun. I mean, the guy's dead.
Yeah,
anyways.
No kidding. Like, who would notice?
Nobody's gonna notice.
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't have any real friends, and
that's
the
right.
ones that he has, none of them are sober anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe we can give them acid and trick them into thinking they killed him.
Yeah. Oh, like yeah, that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Wouldn't be, but, well, I'm the brains. You know,
okay,
you got
me
along for some reason.
Yeah,
right?
You are. That's a, man, you are all full of ideas
tip
on this
top,
trip.
Tip top.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a movie about this in the hotel.
Oh, really?
Matthew Broderick. Who's that guy?
Andrew.
Emilio Est...
But Rob Lowe?
What's the guy with Judd...
Nelson?
No. The guy from Friends.
Patrick Swayze.
Douglas MacArthur.
Douglas MacArthur? Or was it Douglas McCarthy?
Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah, that's him.
There you go.
I love that guy.
That guy's
Lesson
hilarious.
Lesson Zero?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He's really good at playing dickheads.
You know, I was really surprised when Robert Downey Jr. came through with Iron Man. First hero movie with an actual actor.
That was a turn.
That was a great one.
That was weird.
Sherlock Holmes, not so much from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Sure, but,
I mean, yeah, it's like what's his name in The Incredible Hulk. I didn't see that coming.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what's... What's next? You're going to have John Malkovich playing The Flash.
But what was going on? Oh, yeah, yeah. I was watching an Andrew McCarthy movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's where I got the idea. I mean, you get the...
Oh, there you have. I remember that movie.
Yeah, you get the glasses.
They made three of them.
Around. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. Basically, well, I mean, we could just have as much fun as we want
That's
to.
The most perfect idea ever. Yeah.
It is a really good idea.
It is.
I mean, they made three movies out
and
of it.
And thank God you saw that movie.
Well, thank you.
I would have forgotten
that.
About it.
Appreciate that.
I mean, I remember Less Than Zero, because that's an actual good movie.
Well, they didn't make two sequels of Less Than Zero now, Sam, did they?
Well, no, because then they'd have to go negative one part two or something.
Oh, right.
It's
less
just
than,
too confusing.
Yeah, how is that? That's
yeah, it's like more less than zero.
You're right. Greater than or less than zero.
It's like a double negative plus minus one.
Well, the square root of zero, maybe. Isn't that
odd? Yeah, I think if you did that, the universe would collapse. You can't divide by zero. It's like crossing the streams.
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah.
What's that smell?
It smells bad. It's funky. And not in a cool way. Oh, dude. I think it's the body.
Oh, yeah. The body. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. There's a guy. All right, yeah, yeah. Okay, we got this.
Maybe we should just stop over to the oil station and slather some sandalwood and patchouli oil all
That's
over
a
him.
Good
and
idea.
Then, yeah, we'll get some glasses and put them on.
I think I got some really cool wraparound razor kind of glasses.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Maybe we could stick a hat on him, too. Like,
yeah, well, they got these sweet hats with
like
mullets
steampunk.
On them.
Things. Oh, yeah, they got those, too.
Like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, very those steampunk. Are so funny. You're listening to the best cuts of music.
You're all right. There's something wrong. Self-sufficient, please. And I feel that I'm ready, really. Please, you're all.
Just a fish show, please.
Special treat. It's a chance for you to move your feet.
Everybody dance. 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 Dance.
Thank you.
this dead body, or this, our friend here, has really been making things really fun.
Right.
Had a lot of girls come up to us. He's a total chick magnet. People just think he's being aloof.
He's got a real winning personality. I guess maybe he acts like this, or acted like this in real life.
Yeah, because people just seem to be accepting that he's like this. Like, people he seems to know.
Right. Did you hear that his name's Chad?
Yeah, yeah.
I think someone called him Chad.
I think I heard a couple people call him Chad.
Now, imagine if his name is Chad. Let's do a little character study, kind of like breaking down the criminology thing. I imagine if his name is Chad, he's probably kind of a D.
Yeah.
Or an a-hole or whatever.
Yeah.
So he probably... Jerkwad. He's, you know, we
his name's short for Chadius.
He's got money. So he probably made friends by being mean and having money or something.
Yeah. He's affluent in some way.
And I think
he's been here before, obviously.
Right. He's got all the connects.
Yeah.
What I find good about this is that we don't really have to have him talk to anyone or try to feign any sort of existence. Whereas he's kind of an a-hole in real life, they are probably just not even really friends with him. They're just friends with him for his money and whatever
and connections.
Yeah, that's an advantage.
That is an advantage. It's really working out. Getting all sorts of free meals and extra gifts.
Yeah, what is it about all these stupid gifts that everyone's giving?
Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't know. I didn't realize we're supposed to bring gifts.
Someone gave me a glow stick show. What the hell is that?
I don't understand.
It was really irritating.
That's not fun.
You ever get a light bulb and turn it on and off and stand like 1 foot away from it?
Yeah.
That's what it
pretty
felt
much,
like.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No.
Somebody gave me a carton of eggs and painted cartoonish faces all over them, each egg.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do with this?
That
I don't
was
even,
real cute
I don't
when I was
have
eight.
A fryer or whatever, and it's like, I can't eat these eggs.
Mm-mm.
They're just going to spoil.
Rotten to the core.
Yeah.
It's almost like trick gifts.
Yeah,
like
trick gifts. Yeah, you're just fucking with me.
You know, the more I think about this kind of free state, everyone loves each other.
Yeah, this no re-gifting policy.
Yeah, the more I don't like it. Is this how all of Burning Man is, or is there like a corporate kind of, you know?
I don't know. I feel like there's like another side of it. Like, we haven't seen it all yet. There has to be the cool part. It's just hot and windy.
Yeah.
Sand is just out of control.
Stupid costumes with paint all over them.
Yeah.
There's like a bath
army
already, right?
Of like steampunk stormtroopers.
Talk about old fashioned.
I mean, the fish bicycles are pretty neat at first, but, you know, stare at it for, I mean, it's like that meteor crater that we saw the other day. I didn't realize there was going to be a radio station here. I would have brought up my transistor radio.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to miss Radio Boring.
Yeah, it's just a lot of Goa trance and...
Yeah, derivative electronic techno music.
Mm-hmm. And not even the cool kind, with guitars.
Say, look at that.
Hey.
What is that?
That looks like a... Looks like a giant model of an atom coming towards us.
That's a bicycle.
Oh, that's a bicycle?
Yeah, it's one of those big turn-of-the-century
so many
bicycles.
Crazy looking, yeah. Unibicycles. It's got all these protons and neutrons all over it.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of, I can get into that.
I can
that's
get into
it.
That.
Yeah, that's fun. Somebody put some thought into that.
Look, it's coming over here.
Finally, the cool stuff's coming. Holy shit, Robbie. Look, do you see who that is on the bicycle?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Dr. Tronic.
That's Professor Tronic to you. I don't think he completed his coursework, from what I remember.
Yeah, but
you're right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Weird. Weird seeing him here.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's flittered around with the damn Popples collection subculture.
Yeah, and half the people here are like doctors and lawyers and professors and shit. Mm. Just like weekend warriors coming out to...
Play
on the playa.
Coming out to playa.
Yeah, playa haters. Dr. Tronic, what are you doing here? Wow. I really love your bicycle.
Yes, this is my patented Tronic Atom Bike. It's pretty unstable, though. What are you doing here?
We're just hanging out with our friend Chad here. He's our friend. He's a lively one, huh, Sam?
Oh, yeah. He's,
get it?
He's
Sam?
Definitely
he's lively.
He's lively.
He's alive.
He's not dead at all. He's just a laid-back dude.
Very laid-back.
It's a curious smell.
That would be patchouli
and frankincense.
Yeah, at sandalwood. Yeah.
pretty fetid to me.
So, Tronic, what are you doing here, man?
Well, I thought I'd just come along here to punt some of those popples that I bought off you. Thought I might make a killing on it here. I've also managed to score some rather good acid.
Oh, selling popples at Burning Man, huh? You know, that's just crazy enough to work, or just crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like definitely something cooked up by somebody on acid.
It seems like carrying around all those toys might kind of be like carrying around a bunch of dead weight. Like, it'd be hard to sell them.
Yeah, the desert heat can't possibly be good for their synthetic fibers and plastic eyes.
Did you Google it first? I imagine all of the MIB D.I. Joes are just yellowing up and the packages are shriveling up or something.
Yes, everything does seem to be burning quite nicely.
Well, maybe we should go check on them, Professor.
I suppose that might be a good idea, yes.
Yeah, we could get you some water, too. You look a little
dehydrated.
The worst for wear.
I mean, yeah. Your pupils are just like two giant black holes. What does it look like when I move my hands back and forth really fast in front of you like this?
Oh my god, I see the Higgs boson now.
All right then, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we should get him back to camp.
Yeah, follow us, Professor. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Do it.
Around, Sam. This is amazing.
Yeah. This is more than just a tent full of toys that are melting in the sun.
Yeah, this is a tent full of toys that are melting in the sun that are in mint.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a packaged breaker toy.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got
all the Battlestar Galactica toys.
He's got a complete Devastator pack. This is wild. Maybe I'm on drugs. Look, this is like...
You're telling me, man. I think that smell from Chad is wafting over to me in some sort of...
Yeah, combined with the heat.
Something. Look, he's got a laboratory over here. What is that?
Man, what are you doing with the laboratory, Doc? Professor?
Well, naturally, my experiments go everywhere with me. This is my current work in progress.
Now, this is amazing. I'm astounded by your constitution. You could take wild hallucinatory trips through the universe and subconscious, and while taking wild hallucinatory trips through the universe and subconscious.
And selling toys all at the same time. You're one hell of a multitasker.
Now, all we got is this dead guy.
Guy that looks
dead. Guy
dead. Yeah, dead guy. He's got, yeah, it's different dead guy. We've got all this dead guy beer. And Chad.
Wait a minute, chaps. That guy's dead?
Professor, how dare you? Chad's wearing glasses. Look at him. Why would a dead guy wear glasses?
Yeah.
And look at him. Look at him dance.
Yeah.
Look, he's dancing.
He's got plaid on. Dead men don't wear plaid. This man is obviously alive. See, look, he's breathing.
Now, listen, chaps. I may have a zillion ants all over my body, but I can tell a dead chap from a live one.
All right. Sam, I guess the gig is up, or the jig is up. Somebody's dancing a dead jig.
Yeah,
dead
six.
Man tells no lies.
Yeah, dead tails.
Duck tails.
Oh, ooh. I'll tell him. Yeah, well, you tell him.
Here, I'll put him down on this chair.
He's a real dead guy.
This guy's real, Professor.
He's real and...
He's real dead.
He's real dead. He's dead, like a dead person. Robbie accidentally... I don't know if you killed him or what happened.
I didn't kill him, Sam. I found him. He was dead when I found him.
And for some reason, we've had to bring him along with us, but we can't figure out...
That was your idea. Wasn't that your idea?
No, it was yours. You watched Weekend at Bernie's.
We just don't know what to do. You know, it was fun for a while. We got some free drugs out of it. We got a lot of high
women.
Fives, a lot of women.
We got to ride in that giant movable castle.
It's not so fun anymore.
Yeah, he's really starting to smell, and we don't want to get caught with him, and we don't want to get arrested.
Yeah, I dropped him in the fire, and he's all tarred up. He's all charred up.
And I accidentally got that glow stick liquid all over him. Can you help us out, Doc?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice? I mean,
you got any
clearly,
secret potions?
You're clearly in the zone right now, mentally.
What year is this? Which universe am I in? This is all very confusing.
Hold it together, Professor.
This trip's getting very strong. I might need to reset myself.
No. Don't reset yourself. Don't reset. Look,
no,
that's
okay. I've got an iPad here. I can reboot this universe and appear in another.
Professor, that's a strip of beef jerky. Come on, pull it together, man. Pull it together. Sammy's eating his iPad.
Professor, no. Put down the iPad.
Sam, that's a piece of... I'm so
confused.
Give
me that beef jerky. Can you tell us which program it is that we need to activate?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. We could reset the universe.
Yeah, we can do this.
Professor, can we reset the universe?
No worry, boys. I think I have a plan to save all of our bacon. I reset the universe earlier, decided to put it in diagnostic debug mode. I'm sure that I can just interrupt it now and reset it again.
Why did you already have it running? That seems a little irresponsible.
I thought it would be a wheeze to reboot the universe while on acid.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that sure beats our afternoon.
That's, yeah.
Oh,
that's like some high scientist
tomfoolery,
tripped out weirdness. Yeah.
Thank God they didn't have acid in Einstein's days.
It's starting. Oh my God. It's intense. It's really
light.
Coming over from everywhere. All at once. I can't believe. What the hell?
Oh, this is good. Oh, this is fucking good.
Where am I? What happened? What's going on? What are these things all over?
Hey, buddy, I don't care that you fell asleep drunk in my house, but you gotta get out.
What?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Get the hell out of my house. What?
Your house? This is my house.
Your house?
Yeah. Get out of my house, buddy. Take a hike. I'm gonna call the cops. Who the hell are you? Why are you all sunburned?
I don't know.
Tied up. Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Oh, this is good. Oh, this is fucking good.